This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We hear all the time about hacking, bad guys exposing our digital vulnerabilities with amazing technical know-how. Sometimes people get hacked, sometimes companies do, but you know what? It's not always whiz-bang high-tech. Sometimes it's just good old interpersonal manipulation. Marketplace's Quina Kim explains.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, they called them con artists. They ran scams. They were on the take. They ripped you off, but not by gunpoint or force, but by winning your trust and confidence. In the movies, con men look like Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11.
Okay, I ask you a question. You have to think of the answer. Where do you look? You look down, they know you're lying. And up, they know you don't know the truth. He's got to like you and then forget you the moment you've left his side.
Well, the cons moved online. Only today, cybersecurity experts don't call them con artists. They call them social engineers because they break into computer systems not by hacking the technology, but by hacking humans.
You know, you look back at the original con men, the principles are the same. But now it happens instantaneously almost because of the web.
Chris Hadnegi is the author of Social Engineering, The Art of Human Hacking. He says in the old days, con men might have spent weeks or even months getting your phone number, finding out where you work, who your friends are, where you hang out. These days, social engineers can get that information in days or hours by scouring the web. And unlike the old days, increasingly, social engineers are targeting businesses.
When we hear these attacks, we always focus on the tech piece. But there was an interview done with an ex-Anonymous member. Her nickname was Sparky Blaze.
Anonymous is a loose collective of cyber hacktivists who've hacked into PayPal, Visa, and Sony.
She said that during her time with Anonymous, every attack that they launched against every company involved some form of social engineering.
He says it's not just Anonymous. Look at the Coca-Cola hack. In that one, social engineers got an executive to click on an email that was made to look like it was from Coke's CEO.
He opened it, it crashed, said, I guess it's not a good file, and ignored it. Well, that file was laden with malware, and they were able to infiltrate Coca-Cola's network.
Nobody knows what the hackers took or how much damage was done. Some suspect corporate espionage, but Coca-Cola's been very mum on the matter. And Hagenini gets it. He says companies are in a pickle.
See, if I tell you that my company was infiltrated because there was this gaping hole in one of my pieces of software, and then I say, oh, we patched it, now you feel secure.
But if I say, hey, one of our employees got duped and we got hacked, what's the patch for human error? In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.